What is up, revolutionaries? Oh my gosh, what a day today is. Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, whenever the hell you're joining us. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to get right to it because I've got a guest that's awesome. He was here before on behalf of the Harris campaign. Now he's here on behalf of himself and whatever the hell he wants to talk about. You know him, you love him. Former national radio show host. He's kind of a big deal. And former Congressman Mr. Joe Walsh. Dude, what's up?
Dude, not a big deal at all. I'm a homeless ex-politician. That's all I am. No. On the losing side.
I know. That sucks, eh?
Yes.
But you know what, though? I've been telling people this for years. Yes, it sucks to be on the losing side, but we're on the right side of history. It's just time that's gonna be the judge of that.
You're right.
But
you're
it
right,
still sucks.
My friend.
It still sucks.
It still sucks. You and I can look each other in the mirror, but like I'm not 40 anymore, and This is going to be a long fight to try to straighten this thing out, and I wish I were 40. I wish I had more energy.
Well, and you know, I want to talk about, you know, what now, but I want to, you're so keyed in and tuned into all of this stuff. What the hell happened? What happened?
I'll say it in a nutshell and either agree or disagree with me. I think this entire election was about regular working class people. And a demagogue who brilliantly lied to working class people defeated a political party that has looked down upon and ignored working class people for too long. That's what happened. The liar beat the snobby party, the elitist party. It's a shame.
Yeah, that'll be a tough pill to swallow for some people, I think. You know, and I've heard that though from some of the talking heads on, you know, CNN, MSNBC. I think Michael Steele would say that too. But, you know, it's that's a biting thing, you know what I mean?
It's a really biting thing. And look, and I love Michael Steele and all the other national Republicans who were doing what they could to help her. He's a great guy. I'll be on his show on Saturday morning.
Oh, no
Can't
kidding.
Wait. Ah. I love going in there with him. But here, so that's it in broad strokes. But it's still really, really sad because I was out there every day in every battleground state for 3 months, and I heard a lot of Republican and independent support for her, but I also heard a lot of anger. People pissed off of, as you probably did, immigration, crime, the economy, the cost of stuff. And I just had this worry in my head that, like, that anger was going to outweigh whatever she could do in 3 months.
And I've used this analogy a number of times. I think it's kind of, you know, ridiculous that, especially on the border and some of those things, like, they're blaming Kamala Harris. That's the equivalent of here up in Green Bay, Wisconsin, blaming Malik Willis for Jordan Love throwing two picks and losing the game to the Bears. You know? But, right?
That's complicated, Mark. But that's complicated because I'm still an Aaron Rodgers fan, and I'm struggling this whole year again.
I feel bad for him.
I thought,
oh, God.
Don't you?
Yeah, I do. I really do.
Like, is he? I guess he's just too old. It's killing me.
I know. I wanted him to go Tom Brady and win a ring. I really did.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that would have been cool. Yeah, but I think like
no. It's none of this. None of this is Kamala Harris's fault.
Right.
Outside of what I said, if you're going to blame anybody, I blame a lot of this on freaking Joe Biden.
Yes.
For hanging around too damn long and for being a bitter old guy. Exit the stage. He should have left after 2022, after the midterms, let there be an open primary. She would have been the favorite. She would have had to have made it through a primary. Would have been a whole different deal.
I think Joe Biden hurt her tremendously.
Big time.
Yeah. And I mean, respect to Joe. What he did in 2020 was, you know, to defeat Donald Trump was incredible. What they did was amazing. And but then I suppose on the other hand, you and I probably could have won that race too because of how hated Donald Trump was. But But I think that he did hurt her. He did not, you know, by staying in the race and all of that. I remember I was driving down to Chicago to catch a plane with my family, and we were listening to the debate between Biden and Trump, and I was like, what the hell is happening? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It was painful. It was painful.
Painful. He let his ego get in the way.
Yes.
He said in 20, I'm going to be the bridge. He's had a successful presidency. And what I don't understand is this. Her losing really hurts his legacy.
Yes.
He enabled, he really helped enable Trump win. And I got to be honest with you, my friend, it pissed me off seeing the two of them sit in the White House yesterday together.
They did too.
I don't think Trump should have invited them. They shouldn't go to his inauguration. No way.
All the things that were not afforded to Joe Biden, you know, and to hear Donald Trump kind of, I really want this transition to be as smooth as ever has been. You know, it's like, shut up, dude. Like, you know, don't even begin to try to pull that, you know, something I can't say on the radio.
No, you're right. You're totally right. Look, you and I preach the same thing. When you lose an election, accept the results and concede.
Yes.
And that's what Kamala Harris did. That's what Biden did the other day. Trump's still never done that. But then after that, you don't do anything to support who this is. If you really believe, as Biden and Harris said, that he's an authoritarian, he's a threat to democracy, he is. If you really believe that, you can't invite him to the White House. You can't go to his inauguration. No.
Yeah.
If you really believe that.
I didn't even think about that. I was just too pissed off to be remembering all the stuff that Donald Trump tried to pull 4 years ago. And so that's what really made me mad. I didn't even think of that, you know, the other side of that too. But that's true. You know, if he is that authoritarian, the direct threat to democracy, and now he has all three branches completely unchecked. Yeah, what the hell?
It pisses me off. You know, there's this guy, Scott Jennings, who's on CNN, and sometimes I'm on with him, and he just pisses me off. He's become a total Trumper. He made a good point yesterday. He said, look, you were calling this guy a fascist during the campaign. Well, if you think he's a fascist, and Kamala Harris said he was, and I believe he is, then why are you inviting him to the White House? Yeah. He's right, if you believe that. Now, Trump didn't do any of that 4 years ago because Trump was just pissed off he lost.
Right.
But
this is a child.
People like you, me, Biden, Harris, we believe Trump is this threat. You can't, like, put your stamp of approval on that. You can't.
No. The thing that, you know, to go back to the what the hell happened, leading up to the election, leading up to that day, I mean, there was doom and gloom that last week, but then all of a sudden the Iowa poll came out and I was like, oh my God. And then Trump is flailing, talking about the election is rigged. And then, you know, poll numbers are slipping and he's looking like the tired old man. It's like 2020 all over again, you know?
Yes.
But then I do totally agree that these issues that are there about when you go to the grocery store, it's really expensive. And people do want a secure border and people do want the government to not spend more than it has. I think you're exactly right. You know,
it's like the I don't care people. This past weekend, I was at a family reunion. Most of my family voted for Trump and they're not dummies, but they basically said, Joe, I know he's a bad guy. I know January 6th was bad. I know he's thinks he's above the law, but Joe, I mean, I don't care. I mean, come on, man. I want a border. I want my economy. I want blah, blah, blah. They don't care. And
that's
I would hear that
care.
Out on the campaign trail. I don't care. I don't care that Trump's a bad guy. Joe, I know he is. I want boom, boom, boom. I want A, B, C, D, E. And Kamala couldn't overcome that in 3 months.
Do you think there's anything that she would have done differently?
The only thing, and I don't think she could have won with hindsight now, but the only thing she could have done differently in 3 months was from day one when she became the nominee, she should have freaking gotten out there everywhere right away. She should have gone on Joe Rogan 3 months ago. She should have held a news conference with all these media knuckleheads every day. She should have had town halls every day. She should have sat down with Hannity, Tucker Carlson, everybody, and just fired away. What they tried to do, people around her, was protect her, like keep her in this bubble and ride the vibe of joy. And then they waited until like early October to kind of let her out there a little bit. That's the only thing I would have done differently, but I don't know if she would have won with that.
Do you think that was kind of the strategy to, you know, because, yeah. I mean, Joe Biden won that race from his basement just about, you know what I mean? Like, that's kind of what totally, they did 4 years ago.
Right. Totally different deal. You said something really smart. People were just so sick of Trump 4 years ago, and it was COVID, so a totally different environment. She couldn't have done that. Her people, and I knew her campaign people well, they believed that by presenting someone youthful and joyful and we're better than this, and Trump so bad, that would win. They just forgot about these issues and how angry people are about those issues.
Yeah, and I mean, and rightfully so. I mean, these issues hurt a lot of people, you know?
Heck yes. Yeah. I mean, let's be real. And again, this isn't Kamala's fault. This is Biden's fault.
Yeah.
When Biden got elected, he basically opened up the border. He said, I'm going to be the opposite of Trump. Well, after 3.5 years, that bit him in the ass politically.
Yeah, and you know, I don't really have any. I don't disagree. I think it's interesting to see the direction that the two campaigns went, and how shameful Trump was in those final days. We were talking about Kamala Harris is for them, and I'm for you, and all this. I mean, it's really hateful stuff.
So what saddens me more than anything, and I've been really down, I've been a dark Irishman for 8 days now. What saddens me more than anything is kind of what you just said. I've never seen this in American history where a candidate for president could say anything and it didn't matter.
Right. We got like that. Former Congressman Joe Walsh here. We're going to continue this discussion on the other side of the break and finish up what the heck happened. We'll see you back in a little bit.